I want to remind you of a few words I spoke to you. We're talking about functioning as one man. You could write it this way, the spirit of grace functioning in the total man by faith. The spirit of grace functioning in the total man by faith. When we say total man, we're talking about the spirit, the soul, and the body. Now, in church, we sort of thought that we were doing something for our spirit, but our spirits, listen, are already complete. Our spirits are full of wisdom, full of the fruit of the Spirit, full of the gifts of the Spirit, full of all the abilities of God, like Christ, as sons and daughters of God. We have that authority and dominion in our spirits already. When you're born again, your spirit, listen to me, became complete. So we have to find out why we're having trouble receiving from God and why some things seem like they're not working. I want to arrest your attention to this statement. It's the other two part of you that need to be developed, need to be trained, and need to bring them up to par so they may be able to connect with your spirit and cooperate with your spirit as one man. Your soul is not born again. In your soul is your conscience, your mind, and your will. They have to be quickened. They have to come alive, and there are ways of making them alive. Once your soul comes alive, it connects with your spirit, and your body has no choice. Your body gonna follow suit. Why? People having problems. They don't know how to make the three be one. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they're one. So you made up that same way. You're made in the same image. When you accepted Christ, you were born again in your spirit, your soul, and your body. You still had to deal with them. They're not born again. And that's why so much stuff go on. So let me say these things to you, and then I want you to go to the book of Judges, chapter 20, because this is where that revelation hit me so strong and hard at one time. And I want to repeat these things to you, because what I'm going to teach you is going to cause you to move from some of these things. You must stop just living. Just living. Who won't just live? Are you following me? Just stop just living. Never permit normal to live in your life. In these teachings, you will always have access and confidence. Access and confidence. You remember Jesus saying in Matthew chapter 12, verse 25, a house divided shall not stand. Well, within the revelation of the spirit, soul, and body, if you don't know how to orchestrate your soul properly and your body properly, it's a house divided. So it can't stand. Can't stand the test, can't stand the accusation, can't stand the attack that Satan bring against you. But there's a way that you can have your spirit, your soul, and body all living in the spirit. Thank you for your enthusiasm. It's about eliminating crisis and living in the blessing. Say this with me. May my spirit, my soul, and my body operate as one man.
As one man.
Now, look at these principles here in Judges 20, verse 1. You there? I gave you time to get there. Then y'all got them computers. You can hit it quick. Then all the children of Israel went out, and the congregation was gathered together how? As one man. You see that? All right. All right. Now, notice in the eighth verse. And all the people rose how? As one man. Look in the 11th verse. So all the men of Israel was gathered together against the city and knit together as one man. Now, that one man revelation two verses, I don't know which one to go first with. Write these words down. Revelation, spiritual renewal, and spiritual recognition. Now, Oprah has what you call a master class. Anybody ever watched it? You get some good natural stuff off it. But tonight, spirit, soul, and body, and knowing how to connect them is really the master class of the believer. I mean, all the things that you're going to accomplish in life in the spirit will come from this teaching. In Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12. Before we do that, go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Let's look at verse 23 for a moment. What I'm looking at more than verse 23, and I'm going to make a statement to you, and then I think it will help us understand what we're aiming to develop. 1 Thessalonians. You locate all three there, you see. And you have them in divine order. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, it says, and, well, prior to reading that, I want to go up higher. Go up to the 16th verse, because I'm going to make a statement to you. Go up to the 16th verse. All right, it says in the 16th verse, rejoice evermore. Then it says, pray without ceasing. You see it?
Yes,
all right, you got to be with me now. In everything what? Give thanks in everything. Give thanks. All right? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Right?
Yes, sir.
Quench not the spirit. You see that? You heard that? All right. Despise not prophesying. Verse 21. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Verse 22. Abstain from, not from all evil, from all appearance of evil. Then he says this, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then it says, faithful is he that calleth you who also will do it. I want to say something about that. I wrote a note about that. What I read to you in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 23 is a spiritual transaction that Apostle Paul gave to the church, which cannot be done without the total man. I mean, he said, pray without ceasing. Abstain from all appearance of evil. You can't do that without the total man, because your soul and body are going to pull you out of socket. But masterfully, when you learn how to renew your soul, renew your mind, your body come under subjection. Your body, now all of you operating spiritually. Is that possible? Yeah, it's possible. It's very possible. Go back to Romans now. Go back to Romans 12 now. Yeah, it's possible. Say it's possible. The churches have done a poor job, we have done a poor job in in letting you know how to do this. Matter of fact, for a long time, we didn't know this existed. You know, we just read the same verses. But the Spirit of God is constantly revealing things to us. And you got to bring that soul under control. Or it'll break out every time. It'll break out every time. Now, Romans 12, actually, I'll call it the commentary on 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Because Romans 12 now tells us how to do what 1 Thessalonians 5:23 is asking us to do. Class, y'all with me? Y'all going to sleep? See, you need to know these things. If you want to be masterful in your life, masterful in your walk with God, you're going to have to know how to do these things. And I start with Romans 12, 3, and I go backwards. Romans 12, 3 is dealing with the spirit. Romans 12, 2 is dealing with the soul, the mind. Romans 12, 1 is dealing with the body. Notice something I want you to see in Romans 12, 3. Because I said something to you that I want to say to you again. The spirit of grace functioning in the total man by faith. The spirit of grace functioning in the total man. When I say total man, I'm talking about the spirit, soul, and body by faith. In other words, you got them. You see, we're going to find out when the gifts begin to minister to the church in Ephesians 4, they're talking about the unity of the faith. You cannot go in the unity of the faith if you're not unified. You can't walk with your sister and brother if you don't realize they're going to make a mistake every now and then. You're going to throw them to the curb because of that? They have these two tricky parts with them, the soul and the body, that's like a lizard. Whatever color they land on, they change to it. You have to learn how to paint your soul one color. The same color your spirit panty. You get my understanding? And then your body going to fall in line. Once your soul get instruction, it's going to connect to your spirit, and it's going to fall in line. And there it is. You're a holy woman. Amen. You're a holy man. You're a sanctified man. Nobody can never get you to step off your base with no foolishness. Because as soon as the Holy Spirit tells you something, your conscience tells you, you back and get straight quick. As if you never did it. In verse 3 it says in Romans 12, 3, for I say through the grace given unto me. You got to get that. Through the grace given unto me. In other words, the grace didn't give it to me, I couldn't say it. In other words, if grace don't give it to you, you can't have it. All right, that's how powerful it is. See, grace is God's love in action. Not according to your ways, according to his ways. So sometimes God couldn't love me, neither you. If you love by, you know, we aren't in love. You know I'm telling the truth. What about that morning you woke up and didn't want to talk to nobody? I can't stand none of them folks on the job. I'm just going out your life. It's humanism. It's coming out of you. In the spirit, you got to overcome that. You know you're going to deal with different people. But all of y'all at one time, you wasn't fit for God to love. Nobody can talk to you today. I just don't feel like talking. That's your ugliness. We all got it. Oh, people get in church and get all sassy like they all straight. No, that's your ugliness coming out. You've got to know how to tame this ugliness. All right. For I say to the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Watch what he says. but to think soberly. Why? According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. There's grace and faith right there. Go to Ephesians 2:8 and come. We'll hold that. We'll come back. I'm trying to teach you the master way to live. We are saved for by grace. Are you saved through faith? That's not of yourself. It is the gift of God. In other words, grace and faith does not only produce salvation. Grace and faith run the whole show. If you hear on Sunday, I'm teaching 8 things about grace and faith. But grace and faith, you have to operate in grace and faith in everything you do. In other words, the word of grace and the word of faith must be in connection.
Amen.
You know, they got a word of faith, then they got a word of grace in the Bible more than one time. Those two have to be together. Now, with grace and faith operating in my spirit, now, what am I going to do with my soul? My soul is not saved, and my soul can pick up ugly, ugly things and do it, and my body going to go right along with it. So that's why you got so many Christians living ungodly lives, because they don't know how to, they're out of control. They don't know, if you don't teach me, I don't know what to do. I want to do it, but if I don't know how to do it, see, so here in Romans 12:2 now, he said, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. That renewing of your mind is bringing your soul into connection with the quickening power of God. I'm going to show you 4 or 5 scriptures that you know, but they're all going to come into a manifestation in your heart tonight, that you'll know what you're doing. Because what you want to not only realize that you're quickened in your spirit, but you want to know how to keep your soul quickened.
Yeah. Yeah.
How to keep your body quickened, alive. The word quickened being alive.
Yeah.
How to keep your soul, watch this, alive in the spirit.
Yeah.
How to keep your body alive in the spirit. It won't automatically happen. But the Father, through Jesus and through the Holy Spirit, has given us access to live as a total spiritual woman, a total spiritual man, activating your rights, knowing what to do. Now, this renewing of your mind is a transformation. If you don't do it, all it is an invitation. Invitation does not produce manifestation. There must be, listen to me, activation. Oh, y'all are preaching me hard tonight. You see what I'm saying? Just because there's an invitation, if you don't know how to activate it, that's why we've been looking for so many manifestations and didn't come. Your soul and your body was contrary to your spirit. And you need to stay with the scripture, not long enough just to memorize it or say it. You need to stay with it until they talk to you. And bring spiritual quickness into your soul. God, man. You can cause your soul to be alive to your spirit. Your body at that point becomes, listen to me, I think it's 1 Corinthians 3, the temple of God. Or you become an habitation of the Spirit. Amen. To me, yeah, amen. Hallelujah. But you got something to do with it. Bringing that spirit, soul, and body through quickening power to live on one accord. Oh, boy. If you only know what I was saying. to bring all three of you into one of you, and all three listening for the voice of God. Even your body. Your body looking for instruction. So he said, and be not conformed unto the world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Now notice the will of God is there. The will of God come when your mind is renewed. You don't have a will. You will to do what he wants. So when Satan comes now, you recognize this is not God. I don't supposed to do this. And I will to do what God wants me to do. When that happened, your body now have marching orders. Verse 1. I beseech you, no problem. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God that you present. You're ready to present it because you got a renewed mind. Present your body to God as a living sacrifice. You don't have to live in sin. You don't have to have body sin. Some don't believe that's possible, but it's possible. I'd live 42 years without it. Body, just take my body and go sin. No, my body don't belong to me. It belongs to God. But it'll get loose if I don't get that soul right. I'm going to show you some scriptures to help you. Because I see some of y'all need help. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. See, we shout about this. And you have he quickened, made alive spiritually, who were dead in trespass and sin. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank the Lord for that. How many of y'all was in trespass and sin? If you were not saved, you were. You can sit down and tell me I was at mama's house all day long. I didn't go nowhere. You were in sin. All right. But now we know, and you has he quickened it, who were dead in trespass and sin. Now, what are you talking about there? What are you talking about there? What are you quickening? Is your body quicker?
No.
Is your soul quicker?
No.
Is your mind quicker?
No.
So it'll do anything. If you don't take care of it, it'll do anything. That's why you did that. I got you. That's why you did that. Because your mind wasn't quicker. But we must know better, children. We must know how our spirit, soul, and body operate as one man. This is nothing to play with. This is an extension of your life. This is good health. So when you accept Jesus Christ, you are quickened. Now, what made you quicken in your spirit can make you quicken in your soul. Go to John 6:63 now. See, it's quickening factor here. John 6:63. Come on with me right quick. So you're wondering why you're having a problem with your body, wondering why you're having a problem with your mind, and it brings problem in everything. And tonight, your pastor is trying to teach you how to correct all of that. Not that you're a bad person, but if you don't know what's happening to you, you follow what I'm saying? You don't know what's happening to you, you don't know how to correct it, it's going to keep happening. It's time for it to stop. Don't get upset about holiness and righteousness and sanctification. All that is a part of the package. Yes. It's the good life.
Yes.
Look at God's words now. 663 here. Yet it's at the beginning of the open. It is the spirit that what?
Quicken.
That's the word quicken. Make alive, right?
Yes.
Then he says, the flesh profits nothing. Now the flesh, we often equate the flesh to the body. But it's not talking about the body. It's talking about the mind, emotion, certain things you do outside of the spirit. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, Now, what he said? In other words, they carry quickening factors. Right? Now, that's the same way you are saved, with a quickening word. Well, your whole life, my children, has to be run by the word of God, which carries spirit and life into your soul and your body, and now you're a taller, consecrated, dedicated man and woman to God. See, the word keep giving you the life. The word keep giving you the spirit. You keep wearing this anointing in your spirit, soul, and body. You're sold out. When you find yourself getting weak, what you do? Refuel. When your gas tank go low in your car, you stop, don't you? Just keep on driving as you want. Just keep on driving. A little light blanket, just go on down. Go on to Baton Rouge. When it's getting cold too, just keep driving. There's a warning light. Comes on when something's not working right. When that light blinked, it said engine failure. Something needs to be checked. You don't have to check your spirit. You got to check your mind. Check your will. Check your emotion. And you can't check it empty-handed. You got to check it with the word. Hebrews 4:12. Good God Almighty. Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. So we got to get this soul checked. This soul is not saved. It will do anything. You know, it was horrifying to me when I heard some things Christian was doing. I'm just come out the street. I'm trying to get right. And I'm getting there, I'm thinking everybody right, and man, this hell started breaking loose, and these people start doing anything, and man, I said, oh God, I said, is anybody saved? You know, I don't want to go back to the street, Lord, I've been there, I'm saved.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? But there were good people that didn't know what to do. If I can call the men from the grave now and teach them about 3 months, there'll be different people. It was just good people. I knew there was good people. In my heart cried, that's a good man. That's a good woman. Why'd they do this? They didn't know. You listening? What was happening to them? Didn't know. You know, we've been slaved religiously. With emotion. Emotionalism. Without correct information. To make spiritual adjustment as we need them.
Amen.
I wish somebody would say amen. I'm here.
Amen.
See, this is the master class. He who do not know how to keep his spirit, soul, and body properly connected under the quickening power of God is missing out in life on the best trip they ever could take. And God is assigning you now to understand that you can change anything. Anytime, anywhere. Your consecrated blessing are ready to come loose. How can I say this to you? You are the most powerful people on the face of the earth. The politicians are not, they think they are. Wealthy people who are rich and billionaires think they are. No, a child of God who knows how to tie his soul and body to his spirit on a daily basis, they will live the good life. The good life is greater than money. The good life is greater than honey. The good life is a walk with God and know that God got everything covered for me and that I'm a free man from the hand of Satan. I can't be bound down. I know how to get out. I'm not going to carry worry, fear, and anxiety. Why? I have access, confidence, and boldness. to go into the presence of God. Quickening. Here in the Bible, it's used as a spiritual word, a word that brings you from one dimension to another one. From deadness to life. Are you following me? Well, look at this. Hebrews 4:12. I brought you through one now. Ephesians 2, 1. You had it quickened. You got it? John 6:63, spirit that quickeneth. Hebrews 4:12 now. Word of God is quick. The word of God, that what the Bible said? For the word of God is quick. Is quickening. Will devour death. The word of God will. Eat it up. Where your soul is out of place, it will eat everything up out of your soul that is causing you to be out of place. Or you need some fuel. The word of God is spirit and life. Y'all be talking about y'all cold. I told y'all back in the day, y'all told me it was hot one day. I said, all right. Let me get the air conditioning man here. We're going to put a bigger turnus in here. And y'all better bring y'all cold. Now y'all talking, it's cold. I see y'all cold up in here. For the word of God is quick, listen to this, children, and powerful, listen, and sharper, listen, than any two-edged sword, listen, piercing, even to the divide, oh, that is, asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. I told him to God, you know, I believe the soul has a heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, because my spirit can't think wrong. My spirit has the mind of Christ. My spirit has the mind of the Spirit. So could it be we taking the scripture and aiming at our spirit when we should be aiming at our soul? Let me tell you what I'm hearing. I hear the Spirit say, I'm not the holdup. And it's just like Satan to get us to work on something that don't need to be worked on. And not work on what need to be worked on. And say, oh, well. No, ain't no all well. Ain't no all well. We get this thing straight. This quickening power out of the word. The word divide the spirit and soul. Long time the church thought the soul was the spirit. See? I don't know what church you was in, but a long time, that's what they thought, the soul and the spirit were the same thing. Same things can't be divided. And then we got proof here. We got 1 Thessalonians 5:23. We got Romans 12:1-3, two times. Here the third time, Hebrews 4:12, probably find many more. Spirit, soul, and body. You have to know how to deal with that soul. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So that, how you deal with it? John 6:63. Hebrews 4:12. That's how you deal with it. Renew your mind. Renew your soul. 3 John 2 says, beloved, worship above all things, your prosper and be in health. Look what he says. Even as your soul prosper. It must be my soul. So if my soul holding me from prosperity, my soul probably holding me from a whole lot of stuff. Because it got prosperity and healing in that verse. So my soul, my unadjusted soul. And so, I didn't want to say that, but I got to say it. So you go to a church teaching nothing. then you all saved and jacked up. Because you don't know what to do. I'm not putting nobody down, but there's so much jack up teaching going on. See, we read scriptures and say them. We don't give them the time to renew our soul. We learn to confess. So we find up, we look in the concordance and find us 6 or 9 bullets and start shooting. Don't even know how the gun works, just shooting everywhere. Bam, bam. Mess around, shot yourself. Bam, shot yourself. You know, you got to let your soul take in the quickening power, the life of God. I'll give you one better than that. Now look at Romans 8:11 and tell me what you think about it. Romans 8:11. Romans 8:11. I'm telling you over and over again. Romans 8:11. Now you see, the enemy don't want this type of teaching. Because I see you coming out the hole. I don't care how long it been. Jesus didn't pay no attention to how long it been. One was 38 years. One was 12 years. Jesus didn't even talk about it. Jesus said, look, it's going to happen right now. Yes. Why? Listen very carefully. Jesus always was operating as one man. His spirit and soul and body always was in tune to what God was saying. Pre-cross happening to show you post-cross living. So when we properly connect our soul and body to our spirit, we become Jesus. Same life, same nature, same power, same anointing, same dominion. Things will obey you just like they obeyed him. When things not happening, children, just remember, soul out of wax. Go back and work on it. This is the master class. This is what make everything else run. Understanding this. Understanding that you're not saving your soul and you're not saving your body. Here's another thing to understand. When you get the soul straight, you don't have to worry about the body. See, the spirit, the soul connected to the spirit, you know, dry bone. Soul connected to the spirit, the body connected to the soul. If the soul out of wax, the body going with it. Guess what? Only you can correct it. See responsibility. See responsibility. Rev, pray for me. I prayed for you all night long. Your soul still out of wax. You leave and you're wondering why I do this is because you ain't got no conscience. You ain't got nothing for the Holy Ghost to talk to. You just think this is the order of life. It's not the order of life. You're a child of the living God. You're supposed to follow this book. You got the ability to live like this book say live. Are you following me? I can't help myself. You lying. You lying. Either you don't know how to help yourself or you don't want to help yourself. This word will change your life. This word will stop sin. Out of your life. I'm telling you this word to stop it. Yes, it'll stop you from wanting to sin. He that born of God keeps himself. The wicked one touches him not. Keeps himself. God can't keep you. God can't keep you. You got to keep yourself. God said, I already have kept you. I've given you everything you need to be like me. I praise his name. I'm glad I know it's you. I pray. I've given you everything. And let's keep working on it. Don't be discouraged because it don't work the first time. Put it back to the test. Finally, you'll find your place, find yourself walking places that you never thought you could walk. God begin to raise you up. God begin to bless you. God begin to open things up for you. God begin to promote you. He can do it. He can do it. He can do it. But not without your cooperation. Do you know who you are? My goodness. How much power. You're more powerful than Moses. Moses wished to see your day. You're more powerful than Abraham. Abraham wished to see your day. They prophesied that he was coming. He came. Now you living in his dimension. Oh my goodness. It's fun. It's happiness. Nothing but serving God is a drabby thing. No, none of you serving right. That word hitting you day and night. Woo, the life and the spirit of that word hitting you, bringing joy, peace, and happiness. No matter what's going on around you, you're still dancing. What you dancing about? I know I'm out of here. And I don't have to die to get out of here. I've died already. Now, I'll tell you right now, I'm going to go on a little more, but the problem you're dealing with is not no great problem. God can change it. Feed your soul. Feed it. Feed it. Read it. Feed it. Read it. Feed it. Then stop a little while and lift your hand, pray in tongue. Tell the Lord, give me interpretation of what I just read. Give me a word. Give me a live. Give me a live word. Nothing dull about God. No defeating him. The God I serve has no defeat. The Jesus that saved me has no defeat. The Holy Spirit that helped me has no defeat. My spirit that has been born again has no defeat. Worry, fear, anxiety, trouble, wondering how it's going to come out. Forget that. You got the ability to make it come out like you want. If your lifestyle is not, I'm going to show you something right quick. I didn't finish that verse, I don't believe. But let me see. No, Romans 8:11, I got to give it to you. I'll come back to Romans 8:11 because I want to show you this. Turn to James. If your life is not working out like you want it, and you sat here tonight and said, oh, Pastor, you just don't know. Yeah, I know. You didn't miss a turn. That's what I know. Yes, I'm trying to get you back on expressway. Them back roads got all kind of ruts, red light, burglar, and on lights. You get in some of them back roads. Boy, thank God for GPS. Me and my boys would get lost. We get lost in them city, man, and all them back roads, and man, this is a bad spot. Yeah, we got to get out of here. But these guys kind of leaning toward the car. Yeah, we got. I'm gonna show you something. In James 1:25. Is that the one I want? Wait a minute. See, 123. 23. Look at 23 voice. 23rd voice. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. That's a mirror. He's talking about a mirror. See, the word is a spiritual mirror. So if things not going or looking like it should look, go to the mirror. And the mirror will show you how to correct what is not in place. It's a parallel. You look in a natural mirror, I hope. Well, you see somebody, I wonder if they did look in the mirror before they left home. Keep yourself up, children. Listen. Amen. Keep yourself up. Amen. Amen. Wives, look good for your husband. Come on, I'm at home. Just got to have your hair all over your head. You know? Gone, old raggedy gone. On the water. Nobody wants to see it. Fix yourself up, woman, for that man. The man come home one evening, and his wife had all the special dishes out. She got them out, the fancy dishes they had. And he said, what this for? She said, well, Uncle So-and-so coming over tonight, and I want to get them out. He said, put them back up. Put the regular dishes out. We're going to eat off of them. Y'all do that too. Bring your special dishes out for somebody else. Look, not a dish in my house. Leroy can't eat all. I ain't thinking about no guests. I'm the guest. Any seat in my house I can't sit on, I'll burn it up tonight. I sit on everything in my house. Nothing too good for me. Say it, say it. I'll burn it up. Verse 23, for if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. He look in the mirror of the world. For he beholdeth himself and goes his way and straightway forgetteth for what manner of man he was. Now verse 25, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that's a mirror, and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the word. What is that? For what I know, I will not live another day without being blessed. What I'm teaching you is how not to live another day not being blessed. You know exactly where to go. You know exactly what to do. You stay there. My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my saying. See the word. It's the word. It's all about the word. Now go back to Romans 8 and 11 because I don't want to pass this revelation before I close. Because I'm talking about these quickening factors. Ephesians 2:1, you quicken, you're born again. John 6:63, you take the word in right. It's spirit that quickeneth. Hebrews 4:12, divide you so you can know what you're dealing with. And, and the quickening power is there. Romans 8:11 now is another aspect. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Quicken. So I can have a quickened mind, a quickened will operate in me, and I could have a quickened body that drive off sickness and disease. We used to sing a song. I got the life of God in me. See, you have to realize where that life come from. It come from the word. See, then when that happened, you can operate in this spiritual law. You can't operate in this spiritual law without the word. In Romans 8:2, look at Romans 8:2 now. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has what? Spirit, soul, and body. I'm free from the law of sin and death, spirit, soul, and body when I function properly, when I put the quickening in my soul. My body gonna line up. Here's another area now. The enemy keep us aiming at our bodies. And we think we got a body problem, but we got a soul problem. Why I'm not here yet? What's in your soul? How much time you've spent with healing scripture? You got to quit eating all them little bologna sausage sandwiches. in the spirit and get you a good meal. You got to stop driving through them windows, pulling stuff out the window. You got to sit down at the table. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy, but you got to sit down at a table. Y'all stay on these computers. Y'all don't want to pick up a Bible, real Bible and look something up. You just pew. See, not carrying a Bible, you can show you're not a Christian. You ain't got to show you're a Christian. Carrying a real Bible, they know it. That's one of them. That's right. I'm sure it's one of them. I don't mind being one of them either. I know it's convenient. I use it too. But every now and then, pick up Bessie. Everybody got to have a Bessie. Bible, you done marked in some of the pages falling out. Oh, glory. Something you wrote 7 years ago. I'm just telling you now. Just telling you. So you let this modern stuff just get you be gone and you don't have no Bible. You don't have no Bible. You got a computer. I use the computer. I'm not knocking my members with the computer. It's so convenient. But you need to have a Bible. Till the back fall off. Get a piece of paper. Get a piece of tape and tape it back together. I wore many out, man. I wore many out. So, oh, no, Bessie. I got so many notes rolling, Bessie. Don't fall apart, Bessie. Listen, children. Let me try to go from what I'm saying to you. When the Lord gave me the revelation, He says, "Teach my people to live as one man." Oh, let me show you something in Ephesians 4. Go to Ephesians 4. You see, these gifts are given by grace. These governmental gifts, pastors, apostles, whatever, they're given by grace. Okay. And they're given for a specific reason, to teach you how to live a complete life, a perfect life, a blessed life. But no matter what they teach you, if you don't understand spirit, soul, and body, you're not going to be able to go into the unity of the faith. Why? Because you're not unified. See, so when you get your spirit, soul, and body together, then you can relate to that person next to you. Don't care what they're going through. Because you're full of forgiveness. You're full of love. You're full of mercy. You know, people talk that old hard talk. Let it happen to your family. The next time you see it again, it ain't that bad. Pray for them. See? You got to watch how you look at things because it'll happen to you. And then now, not all that bad is in your family. You want some help. But it was so terrible when it was in the other family who you used to be tight to. But since that came up in the family, now you back. You ain't ready for this. You're not ready for the unity of the faith. See, look what it says here. Look what it says here, and I'm going to close. Look what it says here, Ephesians 4. Let's see. All right, look at verse 7, 4 and 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So these gifts come from Christ to teach us and to guide us and to help us and to bless us and to look out for us. Okay? Now, watch. You see, my whole life is sold to God. I'm gone. The day I got saved, I quit living on my own. I spent hours and hours and hours and hours and hours reading and feeding just to bring you something. That's what I live for. They know it. Those kids that know it, they be around me all the time. I'm thinking about you when you're sleeping. How can I help them to address their life to be blessed? That's my assignment. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
And thank God many of y'all are receiving it. I know it. I know it. It's happening. It's happening. When Tide and Denisha got in trouble, you saw it. You were here. Got them back together. They're going to be together Thanksgiving. Everything might not be a little cooler shit, lovey-dovey all the time. Let me tell you a secret. May I tell you a secret? Nobody lovey-dovey all the time. If so, you're married somebody just like you. You got a miserable life. But they listened to me. I was able to be in authority over their life. I said, go home and get back together. They had confidence in me that I was telling them the right thing. Some people you can't help. He don't know what I'm going through. See what I'm saying? You have to trust me. That lady, what that lady I'm talking to? I got to talk to a lady out of state tomorrow, a church, that I got to get some things together in that church. I told her I want the whole family on the phone. Her sons, her daughter, I want them on the phone. I'm going to talk to all of them. I'm going to minister to all of them. I'm going to straighten the whole thing out. Why? They got confidence in me. They got confidence that God has used me. So they say, Apostle, whatever you say, that's what we're going to do. Whole church. Straighten it out. We'll straighten it out in 20 minutes tomorrow. Probably going to straighten your house out in 4 minutes. Just listen, children. You don't need no counseling. The counseling going on now. Pay attention to the word. Just do it. Just do it. I dare you do it. God's word will not return to him void. You all know how to do this. But I'm teaching you now, come as one man, because if you don't come as one man, you cannot be one of the every joint supply. You're always going to be off somewhere doing your own thing. You're not listening. Listen, let me read this to you in a close. Let me read this to you. You're not going to be able to do it. There in the 11th verse, when he gave some apostles, some prophets, you with me? And some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. What for? For the perfecting of the saints. What I'm doing tonight? Because I've told you your spirit already in tune. Your soul and body got to be quickened with the word. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Listen to verse 13 say it. Listen to verse 13 say it. You think a bunch of hellions going to be able to do this? A bunch of divided people going to be able to do this? Huh? A bunch of people who come, they got a now. When you're talking about one thing, they turn it up loud. And when you're talking about the other one, they turn it off. Can't do that. Till we all come what? How you with a split? You got a split life. You can't come in on a unit of faith. And it's the knowledge of the Son of God. Unto a perfect man, ooh, Jesus, unto the measure of the stature of what? That we henceforth no more children, what? And what? With what? By the sleight of man and cunning craftsmen, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But what? May what? Which is the head? Verse 16. Stand up and let me give you these seals right quick again. Let me give you these seals. These seals seal things. Holy Spirit talk about sealing. There's some things need to be sealed in your heart. How to keep the spirit, soul, and body as one man. The secret of living, developing, and functioning in the total man has been revealed to me, that it can flow through me in manifestation of the real life in the spirit. Pray about that a minute. The secret of living, development, and functioning in the total man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, living in my spirit, developing my soul, and functioning in my body can all be connected by operating in the living Word of God. Come on, let's pray about it. Exactly what you preach, that is right there. Congealed by the Spirit. Ashoko talaraba. Shororo baba sata. My goodness. My goodness. In Jesus' name, let's get the last one. Listen, everything is already done for me, my God. As I realize that this is in my spirit, I must renew my mind and release and transfer to my body and all of life affairs. Lift your hand and pray. Pray a few minutes about that. Shoroloko shikata. Brenesoko nalayata. Shalalomoko sheta. Shalalaboko setidi. Hashataraboko seti. Shataralakasa kasu koshi. Shalalabaratarakata. In Jesus' name, we have prayed and give thanks. You may be seated for a moment. We're getting ready to receive the offering and the tithes for this afternoon. Listen, there is such a thing called a sowing grace. Just because you're a good person, just because you love God, you're a Christian, that's not going to get you sowing right. Now the sowing grace that come upon you. Look quickly in 2 Corinthians 9:8 is the result of a sowing person who understands a sowing grace. The Amplified Bible, you get it sometime, it will. Can you put the Amplified Bible, 2 Corinthians 9:8, on there for me? All right. The Amplified Bible says, and God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing. You see that? Every favor and earthly blessing come to you in what? Abundance. So that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need to be self-sufficient. What? Possessing enough. Wow. To require no aid or support. And furnishing abundance for every good work and charitable donation. That's what grace, sowing grace will do for you. You know, ask the Lord to give you sowing grace. And then he'll give you sowing wisdom. And you'll sow your way right out the system. Amen? If you need an envelope for your giving, lift your hand to usher down the aisle. Sow your way out the system. Not up to God, it's up to you.